Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Harvest season is in high gear, and U.S. farmers have another supply chain challenge. Bloomberg says there aren't enough barges moving up and down the shrinking Mississippi River. Drought is drying the vital American waterway, which means a lot less room for vessels moving corn and soybeans from farms to U.S. ports. At one point last week, barge rates hit $49.88 per ton. That's the highest price on record and a 50% jump from 2021 shipping rates. More than half of the corn and soybean shipments heading into the world markets travel along the Mississippi. The barge problems are hitting at harvest when the supplies of grain will be at their largest. It also follows a challenging growing season filled with weather problems and soaring inflation for things like fuel and fertilizer. Fertilizers needed by producers to grow grain are also at risk as they ship along the Mississippi. Wheat prices are rising after a surprising USDA crop forecast. Gary Crawford for the USDA has the story.
A surprise for the wheat market in Friday's USDA estimate of U.S. winter wheat production, USDA projecting a harvest of only 1.1 billion bushels.
Trade estimates were thinking more like 1.8 billion bushels, 1.7 billion bushels.
USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer, and he says that caused a flurry of activity on wheat markets. A check of prices right after the report came out showing wheat prices in general jumping 3 to 4.5%. USDA did cut its yield estimate a little bit, yes, but Meyer says the big change, the big surprise, coming in USDA's new planted and harvested acreage numbers and compared to the previous estimates.
We were down wheat planted area by 1.25 million acres. We were down on harvested wheat from the prior estimate by 2 million acres, and that gives you the lowest harvest of the planted area in winter wheat since 1933.
The crop suffering the lowest yield since 2018, but the lowest production since over a half century ago, 1970.
The Federal Trade Commission and a group of 10 state attorney generals have filed a complaint in federal court against pesticide makers Syngenta, Crop Protection, and Corteva. The complaint accuses the manufacturers of allegedly paying distributors to block competitors from selling their cheaper generic products to farmers. The complaint says the firms run loyalty programs in which distributors only get paid if they limit business with competing manufacturers. Cutting off the competition allowed the defendants to inflate their prices and force American farmers to spend millions of dollars more on their products. The complaint seeks to shut down the illegal pay-to-block scheme and restore competition in affected markets. The FTC chair Lena Khan says the FTC is suing to stop Syngenta and Corteva from manufacturing their monopolies through harmful tactics that have jacked up pesticide prices for farmers. This is Inside Agriculture.